Tov beis sif aleph. Chritz moli mayim mechunosim. Shu ben shnei tchumei Shabbos. If there's a ditch in between two cities, and it's in between two tchumim of two different cities. In other words, that area is an area which is overlapping the tchum of two different cities. Miksasa betchumi ozer, miksasa betchumi acheres. Part of this ditch that's full of water is shaft to one tchum, and part is shaft to the other tchum. So in this case, we have a problem. Because since half of the water is out of the tchum of city A and half is out of city B, so when you draw water from there, do you have to be concerned that you're getting the water from chutz l'tchum? Neither of them is allowed to draw water, even from their side. We have to say that the water in one half shaft of city A and one shaft of city B. But then afterwards they all misarab together. Now we have to be choshish that when city A is drawing, they're drawing water that really came from the other side and came chutz l'tchum. Tzach lasis mechitza seifa tchumim. You have to put a mechitza in the water, lafsika. This we saw this by Erev Chatzeres, a similar idea. It's a kula over here that as long as you have a mechitza that delineates each half as being its half, then even though the mechitza is not going down into the earth and there is water that's still going on both sides of the mechitza, still we say that each side can draw from his side of the mechitza. The Rambam says a bowl shall tevin a medes ben shnei tchumim. If you have a pit full of straw, and it's also half in one tchum, half in another tchum. Since it's not water or liquid that moves around, each thing is stable in its place, so each one can take the straw from his half, and when that choshes, he can take from the other half. Tins the mechava, a river never has a problem of tchumim, because we learned before that since it's in constant motion, it's never koyin shvitza in any specific place.